That's right, when it breaks the law. And the Trump administration, unfortunately, breaks the law repeatedly. On one issue, the Freedom of Information Act. So what happens is, someone asks for records from an agency, they're required to give the records in a timely way, and if they withhold the records improperly or refuse to respond, they're breaking the law. And the way to enforce the law is to sue in federal court. And this is what we do hundreds of times under the Freedom of Information Act. Hundreds of times. And what's happening here? The deep state is running the Trump administration on transparency issues. Not the president, it's the deep state. His political appointees, as I've said repeatedly, need to be held account for allowing this to continue to go on. But it's a challenge. In many ways, it's more of a challenge than it was under the Obama administration. At least with the Obama administration, you had the glare of the public spotlight. Now, the concern isn't as high about transparency issues in the media or in Congress, so the deep state thinks they can get away with anything they want. And as I said, the political appointees are either complicit or oblivious. And to that end, we've been pursuing something that Congress is really incapable of doing, even if they want to do it, something the media doesn't really want to do too much of either, just figuring out the corruption and the details of the corruption behind the effort to destroy Donald Trump. Now, you know, you can disagree with Donald Trump politically, but my concern is, and Judicial Watch's concern is, that the opposition to Donald Trump within the deep state is contrary to the rule of law. And they're opposing him through illegal means, abusing powers to try to get him because they disagree with his politics. It's just like Obama abusing the IRS to target the Tea Party. You have officials abusing their authority and abusing the agencies they run. It happened under the Obama administration. I think it continues with the bureaucracies today to target someone they don't like, and that was Donald Trump. He's the Tea Party. You know, substitute him for the Tea Party, and you'll understand what I mean in terms of targeting by the establishment government and bureaucracies here in town.